Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Kind of a choppy trading day today again, Brad, with wheat ending lower and soybeans ending mixed, corn a little bit higher.
Yeah, we were, you know, firmer across the board earlier this morning. Not much news on the weather front, but then the European markets closed a little softer in the wheat market. We saw the energy market and the stock market kind of take a dive about 10:30, and that's kind of when wheat went negative and soybeans kind of went negative here towards the end of the day. And the forecast, like I said, that for late next week's a little wetter, but that's a ways out. I'm still quite concerned about this weather pattern. It sure feels dry. That east wind blows all day, all week long, and with little or no rain, there's going to be some showers, but, you know, we need to a general inch or two rain here in, as we get into the month of June.
Yeah, we got a lot of crop. We got some areas, too, maybe not quite, can't quite get into the ground, but that seemed like that maybe held the corn up, huh?
Yeah, it did. You know, that wet area in central North Dakota got rain again last night, and, you know, tomorrow is preventive plant day for corn in most of North Dakota, so it's going to be interesting to see what guys do with that. Also, you know, it raining down in Kansas, I think some of the trade thinks that wheat's going to get filled a little better. But it might help some of it, but, you know, there wasn't much of a stand there. A lot of that wheat's very thin and short, so the next problem they're going to have is a big wheat infestation coming up here with those heavy rains and 100-degree heat. The weeds will take over that wheat field here pretty fast.
Yeah, exactly. How about livestock? What happened over there?
We saw the cash bids trade as high as 171 in Kansas here today, which is a little over a buck higher on a week. And that's kind of what this cattle market was looking for, some direction in the cash market. So it responded to that. We closed up a buck 82 in the June live cattle and a little bit less than a buck in the back end. The feeders strong again with a little bit of softer in the grain tone there. So cash market in the live cattle again trading up at least a dollar at 171.
Yeah, and the lean hog market just can't buy a friend the way it seems.
The April's closed a little, or the June's, excuse me, these closed up a little better, up 62, but those June's down 87. So yeah, they just made another new low today in that June contract.
Yeah, got a 3-day holiday weekend this weekend. What are you looking at when we come back, and they're even positioning ahead of it, I suppose.
Well, I think that's what we saw today. I think we saw some nervous longs exiting, and you know, we're definitely going to need to see a change in this weather pattern as we come back into the month of June here. There's a big chunk of real estate from Iowa to Missouri through Illinois, Indiana, up to Wisconsin is pretty dry. Minnesota is in fairly good shape, except this northwest corner. But, you know, again, it doesn't take long to get dry when you're 85 to 90 and windy every day.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, again, the energy market closed pretty firm here. It looks like it's going to be pretty firm. We did see a draw of crude at 12.5 million barrels, a draw of gasoline a little over 2 million, and a draw in distillate. So the inventory numbers were quite friendly today.
Brad Paulson, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.